Please pray with me. God, grant that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts and the witness of our lives be acceptable to you. Amen. What does faith look like? As night falls, Jacob spreads his sleeping mat on the ground. Above the sounds of running water from the river, he hears the distant murmur of his family and servants settling down for the night across the river. He sees the shadows of his herds shifting in the light of the campfires, but he is alone on his side of the river, and he is afraid. A few days earlier, Jacob had gathered his family and abruptly left his father-in-law Laban's household, knowing that Laban had never liked him much and had recently things had come to a head with Laban. He saw Jacob as a cheater and a thief, and Jacob thought pretty much the same thing about Laban in return. So things got worse and came to a head, and Jacob abruptly gathered his family and left. But Laban and his sons came after Jacob, and when they met, they entered into an uneasy covenant to go their separate ways, and they set up a pillar to mark a boundary which neither Jacob nor Laban would cross, so that they would have no more dealings with one another, so that they would not come to violence for the sake of their family ties. So for Jacob that night at the river, there is no going back, and the way forward is also uncertain. Across the river is the land of Jacob's family, where his brother Esau has lived for many years, the land to which God has called Jacob to return. But the last time these two brothers were anywhere near each other, Esau was saying that he would kill Jacob, because Jacob had tricked him out of his birthright, his inheritance, and Jacob had lied to their sick elderly father in order to steal the blessing, the father's blessing that was also meant for Esau. The messengers Jacob sent ahead of him to tell his brother that he was returning to their family lands, those messengers came back with reports that Esau was coming to meet him with 400 men. And Jacob was afraid. He could not go back, and going forward meant facing Esau and his 400 men. On this night of fear and anxiety, Jacob does not sleep. He wrestles. He wrestles with God in human form or a messenger from God. The language in the story is unclear, but there is some kind of holy presence, a man there that brings this holy presence, and Jacob wrestles all night long. It becomes clear that he cannot win, but he will not let go until he receives a blessing from his opponent. Jacob is marked by his struggle, wounded in the hip, so that he walks away with a limp, but he walks away also with that blessing from God, and a new name. He is no longer to be called Jacob, the usurper, but instead will be known as Israel, the one who will not let go of God. What does faith look like? A widow brings a case of injustice to the attention of a judge, but this judge is not fit for his position of power and authority and discernment. He describes himself as someone who does not fear God or respect the people he is supposed to serve, and he simply does not want to make a judgment in the widow's case. He doesn't want to take the time. But she refuses to let go, refuses to accept his inaction and disregard, and instead gets up day after day after day and comes to the judge seeking justice. On some days, the widow feels discouraged that her case is hopeless and continuing to seek justice from that judge was foolishness. On some days, she is tired, and on other days, angry. And maybe on some days, she feels hopeful and even confident that she will get what she needs. But every day, no matter how she feels, the widow gets up. She knows that her cause is just, so she gets up and she leaves her home and takes her place standing in front of the judge, protesting and demanding justice. She tells her friends and neighbors about it. She prays, and she keeps showing up day after day. The judge eventually gives in, not because he cares about her or about justice, but in order to get that widow off his back. What does faith look like? In 2007, a collection of Mother Teresa's letters were published in the book Come Be My Light, the private writings of the Saint of Calcutta. Now, many people knew of Mother Teresa's work among the very poorest of the poor in India, but they were surprised to read in her writings of her deep doubts and her struggle with faith. Mother Teresa had been a nun for almost 20 years when she felt called to begin serving the poorest and most vulnerable people in Calcutta, India. Up until that point, she had often felt the presence of God with her in a very real way, and her call to serve the poor in Calcutta came through a series of mystical experiences when she heard the voice of Jesus asking her to start a new order to serve the poor. Mother Teresa did. She started that order, the Missionaries of Charity. But just a few years after she started this work, she began to write that she felt a great distance from God. She wrote, "Where is my faith? Even deep down, right in, there is nothing but emptiness and darkness. I dare not utter the words and thoughts that crowd in my heart. So many unanswered questions live within me. I am afraid to uncover them." She longed for a sense of God's presence, that sense that she had felt before so often. But on many days, she just felt alone. And yet, for the rest of her life, day after day, she acted in faith, kissing ravaged faces and holding hands and providing care for the sick and impoverished people whom others had written off. And she continued to pray, and she encouraged others to serve the poor. And she did share her struggle with some close friends and the priest who was her spiritual advisor. The priest suggested to her that maybe those days of loneliness might be helping her to understand the isolation and loneliness of the people that she served. And over time, Mother Teresa came to identify her suffering with Jesus' suffering and Jesus' times of feeling lonely, and so she could accept it a little bit more easily. Jesus says, after he tells the parable of the persistent widow, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" But what does faith look like? I think we are mistaken if we imagine that faith is all peace and patient waiting and certainty. I don't think this is what Jesus was talking about when he asked about finding faith. Faith is hard, and I think he knew it. Faith is the sweat and struggle of Jacob wrestling with that holy messenger. Faith is the single-mindedness and persistence of the widow in Jesus' story, even on those days when she just wants to stay in bed. Faith is Mother Teresa's life of service, a life of love poured out, and her long struggle with doubt. After Jesus tells the parable of the persistent widow, he says plainly that God is not like that unjust judge. God is not reluctant to give help, is not uncaring or unjust. So if that unjust judge finally gives the widow justice, how much more does God want to give us what we need? When Jacob steps across the river to face his brother and his 400 men, he is afraid. But he does not find what he expected. The world is not exactly as he thought. Esau, his brother whom he cheated so many years ago, Esau runs to meet him and embraces him. And when Jacob finally understands that Esau does not desire revenge for the way Jacob treated him, that Esau has really forgiven him, he tells him, "To see your face is like seeing the face of God." I wonder about Jacob's wrestling that long night. I wonder if his wrestling, his struggling with his guilt and fear, his wrestling with that messenger from God, grabbing on and not letting go, I wonder if all of that helped to prepare Jacob to receive the surprising gift of Esau's grace. I wonder if it helped prepare him to see God in Esau. In times of light and darkness, God is always reaching out to us, is present with us even when we can't see, even when we feel alone. In the midst of life's mystery and struggle, I pray that you might wrestle like Jacob. Seek justice with the persistence of the widow. Serve with the devotion of Mother Teresa. And be ready. Be ready to receive the blessing of God and to see God's face. Amen.